I need you, the listeners who listen live, to tell people and spread the word on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube or whatever to encourage people to actually listen to this show live. Okay, if you're listening to me now, right now, I need you and I need your help. Please go to wherever it is you post up your information, wherever it is that you jam out your information, emailing out to people, doesn't matter. Just tell people what time the show is on and encourage them to listen in. I mean, we ain't got no advertising budget here. In fact, I haven't seen a dime from the Blue Shield advertisements for like a good on 6 months. The hell's the point in that? Okay. And I don't know what the real problem is or anything like that. But anyway, call-in line is still open right now, 218-339-8525. And for those of you in New Zealand or elsewhere in the world, it is a US number. So there's like some kind of a prefix or a suffix or like an 01 or something like that you put ahead of it. And having international callers would be really cool, you know? And I do like this whole opportunity of kind of like pick and mix bag, you know, like a caller can call in from Florida or Arizona or from New Zealand or Australia or whatever. And we can just, you know, rap about some stuff, man. What's the problem with that? Getting really sick of people who, I don't know, they think they're above their listeners. And that's really sick to me, all right? Because, basically, they wouldn't have a job unless their listeners were listening. You know, like we got this talk radio show host in New Zealand called Michael Laws. He disrespects his listeners so bad, it's not even fun. You know, hangs up on people, insults them, etc., etc., etc. And it's just disgusting. You know, you shouldn't do that to people who've you know, I mean, essentially, as far as I'm concerned, if you're listening to me right now, you're donating me your time. And in essence, as a moral, as an ethical person, whatever the bridge between moral and ethical is, of course, I feel obligated to give you some time to speak, you know, and actually listen without interrupting you or going on a rant and then telling you that I'm sorry I'm ranting and I promised I would take your calls. That's not my style, baby. And there's a lot of frustration. I don't know what I'm talking about here. Please call in 218-339-8525, 218-339-8525. And make sure to remind people to listen to the show live. The time will be 3 till 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if you're on the West Coast with Snoop Dogg, that'll be about the time that you're going to be listening to the show, yo. Just when your kids get out of school. And just before you get home from work, and I know I've got a bunch of listeners that listen while they're at work on headphones so that the boss doesn't find out. Good on you. That's the spirit. And 4 till 6 mountain time. So if you're on Montana, which is incidentally a name of I think it's Montana's on mountain time, if I forget. But anyway, Montana is also the name of a Jamaican tanning salon. Get it? Montana. And that'd be 4 till 6 p.m. And if you're in Texas, if you're stuck in traffic on the gargantuan highways, outnumbered 4 to 1 with pickup trucks, you can tune in from 5 till 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And here's the deal. Go to AmericanFreedomRadio.com to listen to the show. I've listened to a lot of networks, during my time as a truther, as an activist. And the AmericanFreedomRadio.com stream is 128K per second. Okay. The average that I've seen on other networks is between 32 and 64. So it's between four times and twice as good a quality to listen to on the air as anybody else. Okay, there's a very little scratchling BS that's on the air that I hear on so many networks that even are larger and have more listeners than AFR have lower audio quality than we do on this network. Okay, that's true testament. So you don't need a cast of thousands. You don't need a $1 million budget in order to make the best quality radio and alternative media. You just got to have some talented people. And believe me when I tell you, there are some talented people on this network. And you need some people with some skill and some experience behind the boards, which we have here in droves. And, you know, there might be some problems. Maybe we're not quite up to date with archives. But, you know, we're working on it. We're getting that stuff solved there. Kevin, thank you very much for your hard work. I hope you're listening to this. Now, if you're on the East Coast, it's 6 till 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right? So instead of watching the 6 o'clock news, trust me, this show has better information than the 6 o'clock news. I can say that with authority. Because I've never watched the 6 o'clock news, and therefore it's probably not relevant. And if you're in the Uber Kingdom, the UK, it's 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. All right, so if you are a late-night conspiracy theorist, which a lot of us are, you know, because you're up late at night smoking a joint, and watching like about 7 documentaries or something like that about how the New World Order is going to kill you with radiation, and so you should smoke weed to protect yourself from it. 11 till 1 o'clock in the morning, and in Europe it's midnight till 2 a.m. I've in that same time zone. I believe that even includes Tunisia and North African countries as well. You know, this show's pretty global. We've had one of my listeners from Tunisia to come on and talk about these sorts of things, like the revolution that happened there. In New Zealand, and there's a whole bunch of other time zones that I don't quite get, but in New Zealand, and this is the real challenging part, is that the time zones change when daylight savings does. So as soon as we hit daylight savings for springtime here, for the first hour, it's going to be like, well, at the moment anyway, it's 10 a.m. till midday. And then one time zone changes either in the US or in New Zealand first. I don't know what it is. And then we get pushed back an hour, so it becomes 11 to 1. And then another person's time zone changes. It might be New Zealand second or America second, or I forget which. And then we get pushed back another hour. And so in the summertime in New Zealand, more or less, it's midday till 2 p.m. But for right now, in the dead of winter, it's 10 a.m. till midday. So I really do wish that people would go to the homepage of thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. The time zones are written there, I think right in the middle of the homepage for you to look at, because, you know, it'd be really, really nice if we had people listening live in droves to this radio show, because there's so much going on. That really it's difficult to actually kind of, you know, catch up on archives sometimes. Incidentally, if you subscribe for $1 or more a month, preferably $5 a month, you know, some people are subscribed for 10, 20, well, some people are subscribed for 50, some people $50 to $100 a month, you know, that kind of thing, just to support the, you know, the work that I do every single day. Unfortunately, I can't really, you know, send you things like T-shirts, cups, DVDs, and stuff like that, because, you know, just running the radio show and going out there and being an activist and filming all these public meetings and protests, which no matter how many freaking cameras are there, nobody ever freaking puts them up online. It's just so frustrating. You know, I have to do this all by myself. All right? That is really, really frustrating. I wish I had like a second internet line, because there are so much things that I need to upload, but I don't even have the time to upload them because I got a show to do every day for a full 2 hours. All right, and that's what happens with all your donations, ladies and gentlemen. You just pay the internet, pay the rent, buy some food, buy some gas, and that's about it. That's really all I've got the resources to do. To be able to, I wish I could do more, And in order to do more, I need more. You know, I think I've proven myself worthy. Okay, you have a look at the featured interviews page on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. There are the A-list of the tippy-top A-list on that page. Just Google featured interviews, Vinnie Eastwood Show, and you will come up with the link to that. All right, you know, you got your G. Edward Griffins, you got your Lindsay Williams, you got your Gerald Celente, and goodness knows how many other people. And the reason why I do all this is because, well, there's really nobody else in New Zealand actually even really having a crack at it to this extent. And I want to create this platform and in order to give New Zealanders and the activists that live here adequate coverage. They need it, okay? I'm going head-to-head with the mainstream media, and I'm beating them. I'm actually beating the mainstream media. Have a look at the YouTube channel, Mr. News Guerrilla Media. It's got more YouTube subscribers than any mainstream media outlet in the fracking country by far. By far. By far. Okay? I'm beating the pants off them because they're useless, pathetic scum who wouldn't know how to use a camera or upload a video if their life depended on it. If a man had a gun to their head and said, look, bro, you've got to support the people of New Zealand. You've got to get their voices out there or I'm going to shoot you. They go, woo, bang, and they die because they're that freaking useless. I would get the job done and I would survive as I have been doing. Support me at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. Subscribe or donate today if you please. See you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen.